So, grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. You may or may not know this. I've kind of mentioned it already. But while we are very familiar with those first two chapters in Luke's Gospel, during this Christmas season, we hear them a lot. You know, those words that we know oh so well, like a decree went out from Caesar Augustus, or maybe the words where, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. You know, we're familiar with these words, but along with all those oh so familiar words that we hear every year during this Christmas, Advent and Christmas time, there are four songs or canticles, and canticles simply just means songs, hymns from the Bible text, from the biblical text, but that are sung in these first two chapters of Luke that have been used and cherished and part of the worship life of Christianity for nearly two millennia. These songs, as we've heard, are the Song of Mary or the Magnificat that we just sung, the Song of Zechariah, also known as the Benedictus, which we'll talk about next week. Those come from those Matins and Vesper services, are normally part of the Matins and Vesper services. The other song that we'll do in week three is the Song of the Angels, or the Gloria in Excelsis, which we sing pretty much every other week here in our liturgy, our 8:30 service liturgy. You know, glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth, and so on. The last song in Luke 1 and 2 is the Nunc Dimittis, or the Song of Simeon, as that baby Jesus is brought into the temple, just a small child. And we aren't going to get to that one because there's only three Wednesdays, but hopefully you can spend some time on those. But all four of these songs have a rich history in the life of the church and in her worship. And the Magnificat, as I've said already, and the Benedictus, the Nunc Dimittis, which we're not going to get to. Some of you may remember singing this. We don't do it here at St. Peter's at the moment, but you probably grew up singing it, some of you. The Nunc Dimittis is a traditional song sung after communion. As we hear, Lord, let your servant now depart in peace, you know, according to your word. For my eyes have seen the salvation. It's in your hymnal, page 93, if you want to take a look at it sometime. But these are the songs of the church throughout history, and they revolve around the Advent, the coming of our King, Christ Jesus our Lord. And today we talk about that Magnificat, the song that we just did, the Song of Mary. And we heard those words, my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant, or his handmaiden. From now on, all generations shall call me blessed, for he has done great things to me, for me, and holy is his name. Beautiful words, right? You know, sung by the Virgin Mary as she visits Elizabeth, her relative. Mary, newly pregnant with Jesus. Elizabeth, 6 months pregnant with John the Baptist. That great passage that we just heard as John the Baptist leapt in the womb of his mother in the presence of the Christ child, his Savior and our Savior. I love that part of the passage. And as we look at this passage, what are the words that we hear Elizabeth say to Mary? She says, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Beautiful words, as that Elizabeth says to Mary, newly pregnant Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. What bold words. The Magnificat is a response. The song that Mary sings becomes this response to these great things that God has done in and through his servant Mary. A response to the words that Elizabeth has spoken to Mary, and a response to the things that God has done for Mary. And really, this song becomes a model for Christian prayer and praise. You know, as we magnify God's name for the things that he has done. Things, just like Mary, things that he has done for us, not because of our merit, not because we deserve it, not because we're such good, deserving people, but as a response to His grace, in a response to His good gifts that He gives to us, our soul magnifies the Lord. We give Him thanks and praise for all that He has done. And we see in this song also God, if you will, turn, you know, normal things on their head. You know, Mary sings that He's regarded the lowliness of His handmaiden, that He has scattered the proud and cast down the mighty, and has